Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show. The singer-songwriter behind some of the catchiest, most impactful songs on your radio, like I Refuse, and That Was Then, This Is Now, is back at it with his latest offering, the freshly released track, Borrow, part of the EP, Don't Look Back.
Don't borrow, no trouble from tomorrow. You're only double your sorrow. You'll only worry your mind.
For the recording artist Josh Wilson, it's a song born of a battle that's very personal, but also one shared by millions in 2019. Into the midst of that fight, he shines a light on great hope that we can share. The good man joins us today on the road. Welcome aboard, sir. It is a treat to have you here today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
Well, the honor is all ours, but wow. I mean, Borrow is not a run-of-the-mill new offering. This is an amazing message and a really cool soundscape that captures the ear to boot, but it's founded on one of the most freeing truths of Scripture and comes out of a struggle that is very near to you. So how did this song come to be, sir?
Well, I have struggled with anxiety for a lot of my life, and more recently, you know, a lot of times along with anxiety comes depression. It's a pretty close cousin of anxiety, and this has been something that ever since I was in middle school, I remember struggling with. When I was young, it was particularly social anxiety, being around large groups, having to stand up in front of people, and you know, be in the spotlight. And which fast forward to what I'm doing now, I never thought I would be doing this, but God has been gracious and patient with me, and has opened doors and gently nudged me through them, and so I'm certainly grateful to be able to share my heart and you know, share my journey through these songs. But I still deal with some of that stuff to this day. It kind of comes and goes in seasons and waves, depending on what's going on in my life. And in some of my darker times in dealing with anxiety, I was actually having panic attacks. This was back in 2013. My record, Carry Me, that song was all about my experience with panic attacks. And I didn't know what was causing them or how to stop them. And I actually thought I was going to have to quit traveling because I couldn't get on an airplane or a tour bus. And that was a humbling thing in my life for sure. And I had to really rely on my faith in Jesus and not just sort of give lip service to my trust in God and His plan. And my prayers became very simple. You know, it was, God, please help me take this next breath. A lot of times would have trouble breathing, and you know, God, help me leave the house today. Help me get on this airplane today. And it's been, it's certainly been a journey, and it hasn't happened overnight. But over time, things have gotten better. And like I said, it comes in seasons. But I'm learning when Jesus says in Matthew 6, "Don't be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough worries of its own." I'm learning that that means I've got to take my faith one day at a time. And that's what the song is about. It says, don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. There's no point in dragging tomorrow's worry into today. And the song is just a reminder. Let's all take it one day at a time.
Was the decision to be so real and really to be vulnerable with this story a tough one? Because I imagine, I mean, these are not things that are always easy to talk about for us. I know for so many of us who have dealt with things like this, it's not something you wake up in the morning and think, this is really what I want to talk about today. But it's amazing that you've done it. Was it a difficult decision to do it?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I struggle with how much to share. Being in the spotlight and being a public figure, you know, I've got a microphone, I've got songs on the radio, and so it's not that I want to share everything about my personal life, but you know, I guess there's a couple reasons I want to be honest about this particular battle and this journey. And the first one is the more honest and vulnerable I am, I think it actually takes some anxiety and tension off of me and away from me, because I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. And so by saying, look, I don't have it all together, that sort of you know, that diffuses any kind of tension that I have to pretend to be something I'm not right at the get-go. And so that's one reason I've wanted to share that. And, you know, I don't follow Jesus because I have it all together. I think I call myself a Christian because I don't have it all together, and because I need grace, and because I need faith, and I need a God who's stronger than me. And so I'm okay with talking about weakness in that way. And then the second reason I share is I think a lot of people deal with this kind of stuff, and the more we talk about it, the more we can normalize it and destigmatize these things, you know, whether it's anxiety or depression or some other mental illness, you know, bipolar or, goodness, people go through all different kinds of things, and we get so, I don't know, we become shameful about those things, and so we take them into hiding and into the dark, and I think it's in the light that those things heal. And so in talking about those things with other people, I think it normalizes it, and I really do think it diffuses some of those anxieties. So those are just a couple of the reasons that I have decided to be honest about that.
You mentioned just briefly the reaction to the song, and I was curious, very curious about that. What kind of stories are you hearing, and is it pretty amazing to you the scale of this issue? I imagine you expected it was big before, but does it even surprise you just how significant and widespread it is?
Yeah, it has been encouraging to see how people have responded. And when I am honest in my writing, I think one of the highest compliments someone can say to me about a song is "me too." So if I'm honest and I'm you know, talk about my own journey, someone say, "Hey, I go through that too. I've been through that too." And I've heard a lot of people say that. In fact, a few weeks ago, I got to play at a Celebrate Recovery celebration. It was actually an anniversary at the church where I played for Celebrate Recovery. It was 17 years they've been doing it at that church. And that song in particular got a standing ovation because, you know, a lot of people in the recovery community, that's the mantra, one day at a time. So whether it is a mental illness or whether it's some sort of codependency or addiction, these things that Jesus gives us strength to get through and Jesus frees us from, it doesn't mean it's this thing where everything is easy from here on out. It means no. In fact, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome this world. And so when I sang that song, and I was singing one day at a time, everybody in that room stood up in solidarity with me, saying, you know what, I'm going through something too, and my faith, I've got to take my faith one day at a time as well. So that's one of the more recent and poignant examples of someone resonating with that song.
Man, I can't imagine. That must have been amazing. Well, I can't resist one last question about the song too. When you experience the song just as a listener, without even knowing the story behind it, there's something about it that soundscape just captures your ear. That bridge to the last chorus with at first just the sound of your voice and then this faint percussion, and then it builds into an epic choir. I mean, how did you guys find the vision for that? Because it really is a special sound.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much. I actually wrote the song with a friend of mine named James Teeley. He's one of my best friends, and he's written some other songs with me over the years. But we were really inspired by that track, and we kind of got going on it with that percussion feel from the very beginning. And when we got to the bridge, a lot of times when you get to a bridge in a song, you think, well, what else do I have left to say? Sometimes there's nothing left to say, and you just make it instrumental or go right to the chorus. But I kind of wanted to get really specific with who I'm talking to, and I wanted it to build, and I'm a fan of long bridges, you know, new material introduced right in the middle of the song. It kind of keeps it fresh, in my opinion. So I just was like, man, who are we talking to? And we're talking to, you know, it says to the weary moms and the worn out dads. Well, that's me and my wife. We have a toddler who's 3, and he has a lot of trouble sleeping, and so we don't often get a lot of sleep, and so we kind of start every day off what feels like a deficit. And I feel like most parents out there can relate. Whatever age your kids are, we're all tired, you know. And then I say to the middle school kid who's always picked last, well, that's me when I was in 8th grade. And I say, you got to take it one day at a time. And then I keep listing people, you know, to the downcast and the doubters and the misfits like me, to the addicts who are fighting through recovery, to the struggling saints on the narrow road, When you're anxious, depressed, and feeling alone, you got to take it one day at a time. And it says, what does the last line say? I can't remember. When I'm not singing it, I can't remember. But it basically says, like, when you're struggling, like, don't forget, we're forgiven and free, but we're not home yet. You got to take it one day at a time. And I wanted the music to sort of match that ramping up of those lyrics. And so I'm glad that sort of moved you and spoke to you as well, because that was certainly the intent behind that section of the song.
Well, pretty beautiful stuff to end with from Mr. Josh Wilson, the singer-songwriter behind the Fresh track. It really is a fantastic song. Borrow, part of the latest EP, Don't Look Back. Sir, what a pleasure to meet you verbally today. Thank you so much for your heart and your tremendous talent and sticking with it. We appreciate you so much and your time.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for having me, and thanks to all you who are listening, and I really appreciate it, and yeah, let's keep taking things one day at a time.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.